Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Nevada, you are in trouble because it is just drop dead cold. But thankfully, our guest for this morning's mini show is in the warm, sunny climates of Southern California. And I'm speaking with Ms. Greer Grammer. Good morning to you, Greer. Are you nice and warm and sunny or what?
It is very nice and warm. I mean, not currently at the moment because, you know, it's only 6 a.m., but it's been very warm this week.
Oh, lucky you. Oh, so lucky you. But anyway, you have that really warm and bubbly personality anyway, and so I think it's more than appropriate. But I do realize it is 6 a.m. in your time, but let's get right on with talking, because you probably have a lot of coffee to drink and other people to talk to here. So you are, you've been voted as Miss Golden Globe for the 72nd Annual Golden Globe Awards, which will take place on Sunday. And what is, you know, this is a big deal. So what are part of your duties as Miss Golden Globe? What would you be doing?
Well, honestly, at least during the ceremony, pardon my voice, I'm so early.
I know.
During the ceremony, basically, my job, I'm the trophy girl. I hand out the award to the winners, and I also, you know, escort them on and off stage. I make sure that they know where they're going, because generally when celebrities or winners get their award, everyone wants to go the wrong way. If you notice that,
yeah.
They always go off the way they're not supposed to. So my job basically is to make sure they go the right way and to, yeah, pass out the trophies. And the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, you know, makes it a big honor to be the trophy girl and to be Miss Golden Globe. So it's been really great. It's been really fun.
And so do you get a tiara with your title or what?
I wish. No, there's no tiara.
Oh, but you know what? I think if you just really wanted to, you could just kind of wear your own tiara when nobody's looking. It'd be fun.
I think I should just show up with one anyway.
I think it'd make a great selfie shot. It would be so much fun. Well, I was reading, and I understand that, of course, everyone knows your dad is the world-famous Kelsey Grammer, but I understand that you didn't tell your dad immediately that you had been given this great title. So what was that all about?
So basically what had happened was I found out a week before the official announcement was going to be made. And the first thing I did was want to call my parents, but everybody told me that if it gets leaked or if something happens, basically I could be disqualified and they could find somebody else.
Oh.
So I love my parents, both my mom and my dad, but, you know, they're proud parents. When something great happens to your child, you're going to want to brag about it. So
sure.
I was so nervous that, like, they would run into people at the grocery store or be talking to friends in the week before and, you know, someone would ask, how's everything, you know, how's the kids and whatever. And they would be like, oh, Greer's great. She's Miss Golden Globe. And I was like, this can't happen. So I kind of just wanted to make sure that nobody knew. The only person who knew, honestly, was my boyfriend because he was with me when I got the call. And I already, like, I yelled at him, too, and was like, you can't tell your parents, you can't tell anybody. So it was a secret, but I called the day of, and yeah, they're so excited.
Oh, and then I bet they did exactly what you were fearing. I know they immediately got on the phone and told everybody in, like, 5 minutes. That's what my mom does stuff too.
Yeah, just about.
Well, you know what? The press is so powerful, and the social media pages and all of that, it probably outdid them on spreading the word a lot faster. But the main thing is that you've got the title, and we'll all be tuning in to see you in action. But that is the problem. I bet it's so funny. Why is it that when the celebrities, I don't care what award show it is, when they get their trophy, they always go the wrong way? What is that about? It's funny, though.
I don't know. You know, I feel like maybe it's excitement. Or they just go somewhere. I don't know. But it's always the wrong way.
Well, your dad has certainly won his share of awards. So maybe someday you can ask him, Dad, what is the deal? If you got an award, you go the wrong way. What's that about?
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask him.
I think he's got a good spin on it, I'm sure. Well, now, of course,
yeah.
You're also one of the stars of MTV's Awkward series, and your character, is it Lisa? Lisa? I always get her name.
Lisa.
It's pronounced Lisa. What do you think, Lisa, if she were to host, mostly host, would she work out being this Golden Globe, or how do you think she would handle it?
You know what? I think Lisa would do a really good job of being Miss Golden Globe, to be totally honest, because she's very bubbly and she likes to kind of, she did pageant. They have this whole, last season we did a whole thing where Lisa was a pageant queen, and she likes to host and speak, but I mean, I don't think it would go over that great. I think she'd be poised, but I think maybe she'd say something that like was inappropriate, but not trying to be, but I mean, I think it'd be funny, but I think she'd do a great job at the responsibilities of Miss Golden Globe.
I think she would be hilariously funny. I really do. Now, so after Awkward and Miss Golden Globe and all of that is done, what are some other projects that you're going to be involved with in the new year?
Well, I mean, as you know, this is Awkward's fifth and final season, so that's bittersweet and crazy. And I'm just so lucky to have had a job for the past 5 years. I just did a couple episodes, actually, a little arc on Melissa and Joey on ABC Family, and that was so much fun to film. And I think my episodes will be airing in May or June. So that's going to be coming up, and I had 2 movies come out last year, so just hopefully, you know, a lot of stuff moving forward.
That sounds good. Sounds like your year is already planned out for you there almost. Well, anyway,
yeah.
Have you already selected your gown for Sunday night, or is that, you know, do you do that, or do they have the stylist to do that for you, or how does that work?
I have a stylist that helps me do that. She was recommended to me by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. So it's kind of a little bit of both. I choose, they choose. But I officially chose my dress on Tuesday night. And
okay.
It was the first dress I tried on. And I love it so much. And we did hours of fittings and like so many days of just trying on dresses, which, I mean, not the worst thing in the world. So it was, I mean, I got to play dress up, and it felt so much fun. But the dress that I chose, I feel like a princess in, and I'm so excited for everybody to see it on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can't wait to see it. I know you cannot give us a hint, but I will ask, can you give us the color? Or do we have to keep it all a secret?
I have to keep it all a secret. And surprise, but I can say that it's like a pastel-y kind of color.
Oh, okay, that's going to look so gorgeous with your blonde hair. That's going to work out really good. I mean, there's not a dress that you you just make any dress look great, so that's a given. But, oh man, I know that was fun, just trying on gowns all this week, and oh, yeah, lucky you. And you're not in the cold as well.
And it's been colder here. Like last week, it was like in the 60s. There was one point where the high was like 52. It's been colder, but then this week it just got really hot and got, you know, up to 77.
Oh, my goodness. Where I am, it's in the teens, so. But,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's not pretty at all, none whatsoever. But anyway, they're giving me the signal. I have to let you go. But thank you so much for getting up so early. And I think I'll back and take a nice nap and then start trying on shoes and makeup and jewels and all of that for the rest of the day. That's what I think.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, we'll see you on Sunday and see what this gorgeous pastel gown looks like. Oh, we lost her. So Beth Greer-Grammer, she has been selected as this year's Miss Golden Globes for the Golden Globe Awards that will take place on Sunday night on NBC there. So she had to get up. It's like 6 a.m. L.A. time. So you know she is a brave little soul there. And quite a professional, man, because, you know, there's a lot of people here who, you know, in her position, they would complain, oh, it's too early. But no, she's getting her job done. And we're going to see her in action. As she said, this is the fifth and final season of Awkward on MTV, where she stars as. I always want to call her Lisa for some reason, but it's Lisa. But that's her character. Court. As she explained, she has some movies coming out. She's made some guest appearances on some television shows, and who knows what all else that she probably will be involved with as the year progresses. So anyway, make sure that you tune in to the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday night. Have any 2 years, really? Man. But anyway, as I say, Greer, well, a part of her job, which I think is so funny, as Miss Golden Globes, is to navigate the actors and actresses when they get their awards for some crazy reason. They always want to turn the wrong direction. I think they get a little GPS challenged when they go up to the podium. I guess they're so excited, but it is funny. I don't care what award show it is, music, film, the Tony Awards, MTV, whatever. They always do that. So somebody came up with a great idea to just have an official helper by the title of Miss Golden Globes. And this year is Greer. So she's going to help them navigate their way back to the green rooms and the press rooms and what have you. And we'll get to see what this gorgeous gown looks like that she's talking about. So anyway, that's going to do it for this segment, this morning mini segment of Film Festival Radio Show here. We are going to have a second morning mini show at 10 a.m., which is just about 2 hours from now, 10 a.m. Central Time. And we will be talking with Adam Kaufman from the show State of Affairs. So if you are a fan of that show, make sure you tune in to our chat with Adam. He is one of the stars. His character is named Lucas Newsom on NBC State of Affairs. And so we will be chatting with him. Yes, well, yeah, of course we will. We will be chatting with him and at 8 o'clock Pacific, 10 a.m. Central Time. So make sure you tune in and we will see what he has to say with Andy Kaufman. Okay. Well, thank you, Greer, for joining us. Go back to sleep, girl. Get you some more sleep. And we will see you guys in just about a couple more hours because I know you can take me another nap. So we'll be back shortly, and we'll see you then. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.